WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie Soap Dish, starring Kevin Kline and Sally Field, opens this weekend. The screenplay was written by Robert Harling, who adapted the play Steel Magnolias for the screen, and Andrew Bergman, who last wrote and directed The Freshman. Stephen Schiff has this review.
It's taken a long time for Kevin Kline to turn into the movie star he was always meant to be. After making a name for himself as a swashbuckling stage hero, he made his screen debut in the lugubrious Sophie's Choice. And then for ages he was sober, straight, matter-of-fact, a regular leading man, which is not, it turns out, what he was meant to be at all. It took A Fish Called Wanda, and now Soap Dish, to reveal that Kevin Kline is one of the funniest comic actors we have. In Soap Dish, he plays a washed-up soap star, a former player on the daytime drama The Sun Also Sets. His co-star was Sally Field, but they had an affair. It went on the rocks, and now he's been sent to Siberia, by which I mean a dinner theater in Florida. Now the producer of The Sun Also Sets, a manic yuppie played by Robert Downey Jr., wants to bring him back. He's hoping that Kline's return to the show will drive Sally Field off it, which will satisfy her chief rival, played by Kathy Moriarty, who in turn will reward Downey with a role in the hay. Got it? You don't have to. All you really have to know is that when Kline is on the screen, Soap Dish is heaven. And when he's not, well, it's a pretty mixed bag. And when the appalling Sally Field is on with him, well, is the glass half full or half empty? Here they are having at each other after their first reunion scene in The Sun Also Sets.
Things are hard for me right now, in life and on the show, okay?
Things were hard for me 20 years ago when you spat me out and left me for dead.
And you're back to return the favor. That's what this is, some kind of revenge thing.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. I'm here for me. I got a chance at a career, and I'm not going to blow it this time. I'm not going back to Florida, no how. You try playing Willie Loman in front of a bunch of old farts eating meatloaf, chewing and slurping and spitting out their pits every night, listening to them coughing and hawking and retching. I was in hell. Consigned there by you.
What happened to your career was not my fault.
That's not how I see it.
If I hurt you, I'm really sorry. I was very young.
Not anymore, babe.
Kline is a tricky actor. He has a way of disguising the hugeness of his performance until it's ballooned to such an expanse that you suddenly notice it's about to flatten you in your seat. And even then, he won't stop tickling. There's a scene near the end of this movie in which he has some difficulty with a teleprompter that'll have you weeping with laughter. The trouble is, that scene is preceded by 6 or 7 utterly tiresome ones. Soap Dish, it turns out, is 2 movies in one. Call them Soap and Dish. In Soap, the screenwriter Robert Harling decides it'd be funny to make a movie about a daytime TV cast whose real life is even more soap operatic than the one they play on TV. Swell, except that the real lives he invents for them aren't funny. They're turgid and inane, just like, well, a soap opera. So now the producers realize they have a premise but no follow-through. The solution? They hire Andrew Bergman to write in some dish. And everything he writes is hilarious. Soap, dish. Dreary and funny at the same time. Of course, all of this would be so much easier to take if it weren't for Sally Field, who has spent the last 20 years on a weird trajectory. First Gidget, then, hey, a surprisingly skilled actress. Then, well, kind of a corny skilled actress. And now a real movie wrecker. Everything she does in Soap Dish is overwrought, grating, inauthentic. What puzzles me is the way the unraveling of her talent was timed. Is it just coincidence that the moment she told us all that we loved her, was exactly when we stopped?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.